Regarding your second question, my dear brother, can the woman fast 6 days of Shawwal with the intention of make up the day that she missed from Ramadan so she can get both reward? The answer cannot, absolutely cannot. Why is that? Because fasting days of Shawwal itself is a specific ibadah. And for her to make up the day that she missed from Ramadan itself also is a specific ibadah. Both of them is different ibadah. Both of them need a specific act, a separate act with a separate attention. You cannot make one act with two attention because both of them is totally different ibadah. Both of them is a target, and a target for the name of the ibadah itself. For example, the fasting the days of Shawwal, it's a target for you to fast 6 days of Shawwal to get the reward. You understand? The reward of these 6 days of Shawwal, like how comes in Hadith Abi Ayyub radiallahu ta'ala in Sahih Muslim. Whoever fasts Ramadan and he fasts 6 days of Shawwal, like if he fasts the rest of the year. You understand? So it's a separate ibadah. Separate ibadah you cannot combine with one attention, with one act, with both attention. Cannot. Same thing, Ya Akhi Barakallahu Fik, you cannot pray four rak'ah with the intention of praying Dhuhr and Asr together by one act for rak'ah. No, Dhuhr need its own for rak'ah and Asr need its own for rak'ah. Same mas'ala. You understand? Here, no tadakhul. They don't go inside each other because both of them is a different individual ibadah. You understand, Akhi Barakallahu Fik? So if the brother, he said, okay, in which ibadah, in which sunnah fasting she can make up the qadha? The answer, she can fast on Monday. What's the difference? The answer, the fasting in Monday, it's because of this great day. The fasting itself is not the main target. The target is the worship in that great day with fasting. You understand? Like the Prophet said, Monday is the day that I've been born in it. And Allah Jalla sent me the message in it. Fasting on Monday is great because of the day. So if you make up any kind of fasting in that day, you can combine both rewards. Fasting in that great day and the reward of your own ibadah that you want to do it. For example, fasting the qada, make up the days that you missed from Ramadan. You fast it on Monday. You get both rewards. You understand? وفيها فتوى لعمر الخطاب رضي الله تعالى وغير من الصحابة والتابعين. They used to target this kind of great days to make up the missing that they missed from شهر Ramadan. You understand? Till the end, until the end. So we have this is a general qaid in the religion. We have this kind of ibadat who possible they go inside each other. And we have this kind of ibadat who impossible they go inside each other. What's the border in between them? We see which ibadah it's itself target, which ibadah it's a mean to other target. Means it's not the main target, something else is the target. You understand? So here we know which ibadah can go inside each other, which ibadah cannot go inside each other. Barakallahu fi. And this is the opinion of the majority of the ulama in this issue regarding the 6 days of Shawwal and the days that miss from Ramadan. Barakallahu fi.